The previous couple of Mishnayos discuss the brachas of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofaros, which discuss Hashem's kingship, and that which Hashem remembers, and the Shofar, all psukim to do with those. And this Mishnah continues the discussion of the davening on Rosh Hashanah. Now, ideally, mitzvahs which should be performed on a particular day, if there's a particular time limit on a mitzvah, it should be performed as early as possible. There's a rules, reason makdimah mitzvahs, the one should perform mitzvahs as early and as soon as possible. That shows a particular excitement for the mitzvah. And therefore one would have thought that the shofar and the malchus, zichronus, and shofaros, that should all be mentioned in the shachris davening, and we shouldn't wait all the way until musaf to do so. However, says the Mishnah, one who davens as the chazan, in front of the Oron HaKodesh, he leads the davening on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni, the second one to lead the davening that day, meaning the one who leads musaf, not shachris, during the musaf davening, maskia, they blow the shofar. And we're going to understand that the psukim of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofaros are also said at Musaf, because as we saw, the shofar is blown at the end of each of these three sections. And the reason why we wait until Musaf is because there is a dangerous time in the history of the Jewish people when we weren't necessarily allowed to keep mitzvahs, and the enemy would know on Rosh Hashanah that we have lots of mitzvahs to keep. So they would see everyone going into the shul, and they would listen out for the shofar, and they would use that as an excuse. It would might have sounded like a call for war, and they would cause trouble for the Jews. And because of that, we started to blow the shofar only in Musaf, once the enemy had been listening in and didn't hear anything throughout the whole of Shachris. So by the time it reaches Musaf, they would have left already, and that's when we would be able to blow the shofar. Now, on Rosh Hashanah itself, Halal is not recited, although it's considered to be a Yom Tov. Since it's also a day of judgment, it is not appropriate to start singing Halal and songs of joy and praise on the day that somebody is judged. We have to show that we really believe that we are being judged that day. But the Mishnah goes a bit sidetracked and discusses a Yom Tov where one does say Halel, or Vashasa Halel. And at the time that one does say Halel, Horishon Makres Halel, the Chazan for the first prayer of that day, Shachris, he would continue to daven Halel for everybody. And the custom in those days was that one person would say Halel, and everybody would listen and fulfill their obligation by hearing the Halel from the Chazan. Perhaps they would answer Haleluka at the end of each phrase, but the main part of Halel would be said by the chazan only. And here, the reason for delaying the shofar does not apply over here, and therefore it is said at the earliest opportunity, which is at the end of the shacharis prayer.